أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فويل للذين يكتبون الكتاب بأيديهم ثم يقولون هذا من عند الله ليشتروا به ثمنا قليلا فويل لهم مما كتبت أيديهم وويل لهم مما يكسبون. In the previous ayat we read, where the leaders of the Bani Israel, that is especially the ulama, misled the people by changing the scriptures, by changing what Allah Ta'ala had revealed. And then Allah Ta'ala also referred to the public who followed them blindly in the wrong things, and the azab for both of them. And in Jahannam, what a terrible azab will be for all those people who misled the people and those who followed blindly, following everything hook, line and sinker, whatever the wrong things are, what are being dished out to them. Further here now, Allah Ta'ala explains, again with regard to the ulama of Bani Israel, their rabbis, who changed the scriptures, who changed what Allah Ta'ala had given to them, and Allah Ta'ala explains the evils, and of course this is so that we don't fall in the same trap. That is, the ulama of this ummah must not change also the scriptures in any way. Allah Ta'ala will protect it, and the basis will always remain. But we, in our minds, whatever we change, there is great danger in that. And also, that first of all, we stay away from all the changes which are being brought about in deen, and secondly, that we ourselves don't go and bring about changes in the deen. So Allah Ta'ala says, فَوَيْلُ لِلَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ الْكِتَابَ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ. So kharabi hai unko jo likhte hai kitab apne haath se. So there is great destruction for those people. Destruction and harm of this dunya also, and the worst harm of the akhirat. Those people who write the kitab, that is at that time the Torah, with their own hands. In other words, they are writing their own kitab. It isn't the kitab of Allah Ta'ala, it is their own things what they have changed. The basis they keep still as the original kitab of Allah, but in there they bring about changes. So all these changes which they have brought about, which they have written with their own hands, ثُمَّ يَقُولُونَ هَذَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. پھر کہتے کہہ دیتے ہیں یہ خدا کی طرف سے ہے. And then they ascribe it to Allah, this is what Allah has said. In other words, a complete blatant lie, na'uzu billah, on Allah Ta'ala. What Allah did not say, they write their own things and they say Allah has said that. So we also must be careful that what Allah has not said, and we say Allah says this, that is a very, very great sin, a very, very great harm for a person. And why do they do it? Allah Ta'ala says, لِيَشْتَرُوا بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا تَاكِ لَيْوِ اُسْبَرْ تُورَ سَمُورًا. So they take some little money for that, though it might appear a very big amount which they are bribed with. And these rabbis used to do it to please the leaders of the country, to please the people of dunya, the rich people of dunya, etc., to make them happy. And then they should get returns for that. And those returns are in different ways. And unfortunately, this is happening today also. We must be very careful that we must not be bought out in any way whatsoever. Whether it is directly with money, whether it comes in different ways for name and fame, for publicity, for whatever it might be, a person must never sell his deen. This is what the rabbis did, this is what the priests of the Christians did, and Allah is warning us, for the ulama and the leaders of this ummah, not to change the words of Allah, whether it is in word or whether it is in meaning, in essence. It must remain as Allah Ta'ala, and especially the ulama who are made the custodians of deen. They are responsible to protect the deen, and if they themselves change the deen, then where is the ummah going to go? So Allah warns us here on the basis of the Bani Israel that we must not fall into this sin. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, فَوَيْلُ لَهُمْ مِمَّا كَتَبَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ, and their destruction is on two accounts. One is, so kharabi hai unko apne haathon ke likhne se. One is that what they have written their own things. Allah did not say they changed the things, they wrote it themselves. That was a great, great sin. Tahrif, changing the words of Allah Ta'ala. That was a great sin. The other, وَوَيْلُ لَهُمْ مِمَّا يَكْسِبُونَ, اور خرابی ہے ان کو اپنے اس کمائی سے. And the second is, there is great destruction and harm for them for that which they earn. That is the paltry sum of this dunya. No matter how big and how much it appears, what a person gets in this dunya, it is absolutely nothing compared to what he will get in akhirah. What Allah will give a person who remains steadfast on his deen, and especially when people are all around against him, and Allah Ta'ala and the people want him to sing the same song as the whole general public is singing, and go along with them, and at that time to abstain and maintain the truth, what great, great rewards Allah is going to give for that in the akhirah cannot be imagined. And if a person gives in to this and also goes along and go in the direction the wind is blowing and joins the bandwagon and says everything what everyone else is saying, and no matter how much a person gets in this dunya, it is absolutely, absolutely nothing compared to what the things of akhirat are. So in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala warns, Allah mentions about the Bani Israel, and we should not be in that unmindfulness. Well, this applies to them, and that is, and we know it as a historical fact. But we should take, Allah is mentioning it, so that we take lesson. One is, we be on our guard, that in our deen, nobody must change the deen in any way. And we must not be the ones that change the deen in any way. That is especially for the leaders, and even as the followers and the public, we must be very wary of who we are following. We must see that we are following the right people, and for the deen, for akhirat, and for the truth, for that is what we should follow, and not just because who is who, but rather with the truth where it is, that is what we should follow. May Allah guide us to righteousness, save us from our nafs and from shaitan, and follow the truth, and realize that dunya is extremely temporary, it has got no value whatsoever. The real value is the life of akhirah, and to please the people of this dunya, and the whole dunya is nothing compared to pleasing Allah Ta'ala. That is what our object must be. May Allah give us all tawfiq.